Welcome to day 6 of the 7 Days Alcohol-Free Podcast Series. I'm back with ya. It's your host, Deb Mazner, registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. All right, today you're grounded, but it's not that kind of grounding. This is the good kind of grounding that helps you feel in control, calmer, and safer. Use these practical and easy grounding techniques to help you when you feel stressed, overwhelmed, or triggered. You are going to find that these grounding tools are just life skills, just something you can turn to whenever you need it, whether you're feeling like you need a drink or you're stressed out. So when we get stressed, we can get caught up in negative thoughts, whether it's a past difficult experience or an interaction. Or it's the fear of a future situation happening. So think of the last time you felt caught up in a distressing emotion. Your body may have felt tense, your mind may have been in the past, re-experiencing early experiences, or you're in the future, worrying about what's to come. It can be helpful to have a selection of grounding exercises that you can draw upon at different times. So just like no one technique works for all people, we find that not all techniques work at all times. One thing you can do is have a list of grounding exercises and figure out which ones resonate for you. You can carry that list with you. And then whenever you need relief, you can run your eyes down your list and pick out the most helpful strategy for that situation. So I'm going to go through quite a few grounding techniques. If you want these sent to you, just send me an email, deb@alcoholtippingpoint.com. And just think about the ones that you find could be most helpful for you. So one is placing your hand over your heart. Like literally, if you can do that right now, put your hand over your heart. So just as mothers console their babies by patting their chest, you can put your hand over your heart to calm yourself. And so this is just a way of releasing unconditional love. And even when you're doing this, you're activating endorphins throughout your body just by your own physical touch. Seriously. Another grounding technique is to hug your arms. So again, do this if you're listening and you can't. Like cross your arms over each other and give yourself a hug. And just hold it until you feel your shoulders drop ever so slightly and relax. You can dig your heels into the floor, like literally ground them and just like really put, if you're sitting down, just like really dig in. Notice the tension centered in your heels as you do this and just remind yourself you are connected to the ground. Another technique is to stamp your feet. So just stamp your feet, notice the sensation and the sound as you connect with the ground. You can clap and rub your hands together. So rubbing your hands together, hearing the noise, feeling the sensation in your hands, that's a good grounding technique. Some people do it on the top of their thighs and you're just physically rubbing them. Some people find it helpful to carry a grounding object. Something that you can put in your pocket. That could be like a rock or a button or like a special token. I have a necklace that I like to wear and feel that and just kind of reconnect with myself at the time. You can put your hands in water. So you could take a break, go to the restroom, put your hands in water and just focus on the water's temperature, how it's feeling on your fingertips, your palms, the back of your hands, and just take that moment to again, you're getting out of your head and into your body. And then you could even just switch it up a bit, use warm water first and then cold water or cold, then warm. And does it feel different to go from cold to warm or warm to cold? Like you're kind of focusing, you're doing mindfulness. Some people do numbers, even if you're not a math person. So you could run through the times table in your head. I don't know if I could do that anymore, you guys, but I would try. you could count backward from 100. Some people count backward from 100 just by sevens. That is a great way to change your thinking and change the part of your brain that you're using, because you're using the logical part of your brain. So that helps get you grounded. You can do a technique where you remind yourself of who you are now. So you would, what you would do is you'd say your name, you'd say your age right now, you'd say where you are now, say what you have done today, and say what you will do next. So mine would be, my name is Debbie. I am 44 years old. I am in the podcast studio. I have recorded days up to days 6. I am in Boise, Idaho, and I am going to record day 7 next. So that's a helpful one. Another one is to take 10 slow breaths. So focus your attention fully on each breath, on the way that you're breathing in and the way you're breathing out, and say the number of the breath to yourself as you exhale. You can hold a cold can or a bottle or soft drink or something cold. And just again, you're using mindfulness. You're noticing how it feels. If you want to take a drink of it, how does it taste? Can you hear bubbles inside? Is this your LaCroix that you're drinking? You know, what does it taste like? What does it feel like? So use that technique. And then finally, you can turn your attention to the clothes on your body. So whether your arms and legs are covered or not, or what's the sensation of your clothes as you move in them? Is this soft? Is there something itchy that you're wearing? What color is it? What's going on your feet? Are you wearing shoes? Are you wearing socks? So that is another grounding technique. So I would just encourage you to try one or try more. And just have a list of these techniques and try one out. See how you feel. And let me know. I would love to hear from you as you're going through these 7 days. You can email me, deb@alcoholtippingpoint.com. And then finally, for today, all you got to do is practice not drinking. I believe in you. You're worth it. Tomorrow is day 7. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point. I'm always here for you guys, so please feel free to reach out and talk to me on Instagram @AlcoholTippingPoint and check out my website, AlcoholTippingPoint.com. Again, I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week. And until then, see you next time.